Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
And if you're listening to The Burt Show about this time yesterday, The Burt Show introduced you to Stacey, right?
Yes, Stacey was at Fidelia on Saturday night with a group of people. Among those people, I think, was her sister. And she saw this guy walk through the door. And she, you know, she's like, you know how girls do. But, oh, look at him. You know,
he's mine.
Yeah, to call dibs. And apparently Stacey's got the Phil disease where she doesn't have much game. So she saw him from a distance and registered him as he's mine, but didn't do anything about it until a little while later. Her friends were like, he's checking you out, you know, like, and you said earlier that you like him, and now he's checking you out. This is it. The door's open. Walk right through. Go get you some. And so she went up to him and said, God, you look like somebody I know, which is a total lie. And so they took a picture together so she could apparently show it
to
this.
It was her gimmick to break the ice with him.
Gotcha. Her opening line.
Her opening line was, you look exactly like this guy I know from my hometown.
Please let me take a picture of you so I can share it with him.
Show it to him, right. And he'll think it's so funny.
It works.
It works.
Great icebreaker.
Well, it's an icebreaker if you have game, because then when I said, okay, well, what'd you follow that up with? Let's get the details. Let's find out where's he work. And she said, I followed it up with nothing. I really have no game. I didn't know what to say, so I thanked him for the picture and walked away.
So that's all she had yesterday.
That's all she had.
And I think that her sister gave her that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, literally like, no game.
Yeah, like, yeah. Here, say this, go, you know?
So her sister emailed us and said, look, you got to help her, and hopefully this will be easy because we got a picture of the guy. But unfortunately, because of gameless Stacey, we've only know that his first name is Byron, and when she said, I think I know you, he said, well, I'm from Tallahassee, Florida.
Don't.
She's like, oh, well, okay, no, I know somebody who looks like you. Let's take a picture together.
This is her words about it yesterday. It's only about a minute of the conversation, but it will get all of us up to speed.
I was at Fido in Buckhead for a friend's birthday, and I was just kind of standing around, and I noticed a good-looking guy walk by, and normally I just look, and that's about it. I don't ever think anything's going to happen. And later, he and his group of friends were standing near us, and I decided to be a little brazen and make an approach to go hit on him. And I told him that he looked like a friend of mine from back home, which is a complete lie, and asked if I could get a picture with him. But my friends had the camera ready, and they'd make some great paparazzis if they lost their day jobs. So after that, my friends took some pictures, and we just chatted a little bit, and that was about it. And I was a little dumbfounded when, you know, no numbers were exchanged, so.
Giving us a description of what he looks like.
He's taller than me, probably about maybe 6'1", 6'2", nice build, kind of medium brown hair, good smile, nice scary air.
We've got his name out there, we know he liked Fido, and so hopefully somebody who maybe is listening right now is like, oh, okay, all right, I know Byron. Let me check when I get to work. So hopefully Tracy will get an email later today, and we'll track him down, and you guys can make your babies.
So yesterday, all we had was a picture and a name, and that's it. And that's really not a lot to go on.
A name and a hometown.
And a hometown.
Byron, Tallahassee, Florida. There's his photo. There's his wanted poster.
That's not a lot. And the pictures have been up online for the last 24 hours.
Yep.
Hey, Stacey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I give you credit for your opening line, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you. See, I've got a little game.
Well, somebody gave you that line, though, right?
Who told you to say that?
Yeah, who's
that?
I
came up with it in my intoxicated mind. Thank you very much.
We thought for sure your sister gave that to you.
She wasn't there. She just has three hobbies, and that's cooking, gardening, and meddling in my life.
That's awesome.
Well, normally,
actually, my brother was there.
When we do a love lost and found, normally we'll only select the ones where people have a lot of details so we can pass them on, you know, like where he works or what he does for a living, what kind of car he drives, just so we can give some kind of description to the Burt Show listeners. And surely somebody listening is going to go, oh, I know that guy. But with a picture and a name and a city, we weren't real sure we were going to go anywhere with this thing.
You guys must have really felt sorry for me.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic.
Well, the picture.
We put people on, like you on, to make Phil feel okay about himself.
Oh, why are you always ripping on him?
Well, he's just like you.
Ouch. Okay.
So we did that, and the picture's been up for 24 hours now.
Okay.
But Jeff has just told me that it turns out that we didn't even need the Burt Show community for help on this one.
We wanted by the FBI.
Well, he's from Tallahassee, Florida, right? And Jen Hobby just happens to say, let me email one of my friends who is also from Tallahassee, because Tallahassee's a small town.
I was like, he's from Tallahassee. My best friend is from Tallahassee. I'm like, she might know him or know of him, or she will know someone who knows him. Like, it's just the way that town works.
Okay.
And sure enough, I sent her a text during the show yesterday, and she was like, oh, crap, I'm at the gym. Let me go, you know. So when she got home, she went online, looked at the picture, and sends me a text, and she says, that's my sister's ex-boyfriend.
Get out of here. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but we actually ended up needing the Burt Show community's help anyway, and I think Tracy found Byron through one of our listeners anyway, because...
Yeah.
My best friend's sister didn't have his phone number, like his new number or whatever,
right.
And she just thought it would be weird to go searching for her ex-boyfriend, you know, like calling all of her friends for her ex-boyfriend's number. She was like, I don't know, that looks weird. So so all I had was a name, and then when I called producer Tracy last night, she's like, don't worry about it, already found him.
Oh, wow. My God.
So we can tell you we found the guy.
Okay.
And we can also tell you that he's on hold right now listening to everything you're saying.
Okay, hold on. We got to give her some lines. Like,
All right,
Stacey, look, now you got to try not to pretend that this is a guy that you want to see naked. Instead, instead, pretend that this is like, pretend you're almost interviewing him for a job. But it's like a casual job, like at the Gap. So, like, what? So, you'd be like, so what do you do for a living now? What part of town do you live in? What, you know, like, what do you do in your free time? Like, a casual, like, you're sitting in the food court of the mall, and you just happen to be 1 year older, so you're the manager of the store. So, like, that's, it's just.
Are we at Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
He's got nothing to lose.
It's a casual
conversation.
You're not, there's no pressure.
Right.
You're not trying to marry this guy. You were just trying to see if he can restock the T-shirts after the 2-for-1 sale at the Gap.
All right. So get every thought out of your head right now, touching his private parts.
All right.
All right.
Stop it.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Hey, Byron.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on with Stacy.
Hi, Byron.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm really sorry about all this. My sister is an animal, and she's very adamant about this whole thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a first for me.
Byron, did you hear the whole, like, small world story, though, that we got going on here with Jen Hobby?
I did. That was amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Anyway, they say hi and say that you are the sweetest, nicest guy ever.
Oh, well.
So, Byron, do you have any experience folding clothes?
Byron, you remember Stacy, right?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
You remember being at Fido's? You weren't so intoxicated where you don't remember it at all?
It was early in the night, so I definitely remember that as well.
Okay.
Were there any impressions, like, when you, because obviously you have gone to the website and checked her out, and then you remember, oh, yeah, that girl. So thinking back, like, do you have any impressions from when you first met her at Fido? Like, do you wish it had gone further?
It was early in the night, and, my friends just sort of rushed me out of there. So I didn't really, really get an opportunity to hang out. But, we definitely had a good time, I thought.
Byron, are you single?
I am.
Okay.
That's good news.
It's very good news.
Do you think Stacy's hot?
Stacy is hot, yes.
It's like a giddy seventh grader.
Okay, Stacy, don't ever do what? That.
Stacy, did you physically just pump your fist in the air?
Yeah, I did.
You did, didn't you?
You were hot until that noise.
Yeah. We're not sure what that is, but we'll never ask you that. What exactly it was you just did.
That was awesome.
Hey, Byron, before this gets any more uncomfortable, is it okay if we give your phone number to Stacy?
Yeah. That's cool.
Stacy, do you think if we give you Byron's number, you'll be able to form a conversation with him?
Yes, I think I could do that.
Like if you invite him to dinner and he says yes, do you promise not to go, yeah?
I will change the way I answer. Yeah, I could do that.
That was crazy.
Stacy, is there anything else you want to ask Byron before you guys move on?
I can't think of anything right now. This is really overwhelming.
Yeah, you kind of, it's one of those things, I think, where you call up and you're sure that we're never really going to find the guy, so.
Well, obviously you said, Stacy, like when you walked into the bar, you noticed him, right? So you find him attractive. Uh-huh. You get the endorsement from his ex-girlfriend, who happens to be a friend of Jen Hobbies, who says he's really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, my best friend and her sisters both just think that you're the sweetest guy ever, and so cute and so nice. Couldn't meet a better sweet soul.
Obviously, during the, you know, he'd said nothing to offend you or do anything weird when you guys were together.
No, he didn't yell or scream like I did.
At the bar. So, what do you want for your future? Like, how many kids and stuff?
She's like, just a date that I can get through with a simple conversation would be good.
Yes, that would be perfect, yeah.
Byron, so you have no girlfriend and you're not seeing anybody seriously at all? You're open to dating?
I'm open to dating. But, okay. You know, I guess to say I'd probably start with a phone conversation or two, you know, considering last time we met, I guess I ended up on the internet there. So.
Well, you certainly have an icebreaker.
That's right.
If you've got nothing else, you have 10 minutes of ice breaking with this conversation. All right, you guys, what we'll do is I will put you both on hold, and Byron has already said that it's totally cool if we exchange phone numbers, so we'll do that, okay?
All right.
Do you want to tell him you love him, Stacy?
Stop.
I'm not ready for that yet.
Just be careful about calling him too much, because then he might program your phone number into his phone as Weird Burt Show Chick.
Wow, that's probably great.
All right, you guys, hold on, okay?
Hey, thanks.
Hey, Byron, hold on one sec.
Thanks, Alrighty. Byron.
All right, so.
We got to follow up with her at this time next week.
She sounds really cool.
She sounds like a sweetheart. We got to give her 7 days because that was funny.
Any of the girls thinking, oh, what a cool story to tell when they have kids and they get married and oh, how they met. Oh, it was the story of destiny.
No, I think
he's
already, no.
I
think he's probably already a little bit on edge because his picture was up online.
Yeah.
We'll take it down. It's over. Like, the picture's down and now she can work it out. I think maybe he might have been weirded out when she cried out when he said that she was attractive.
Right.
Like, that shouldn't be.
Like, she just scored the winning touchdown with 3 seconds left in the Super Bowl.
Yeah! He thinks I'm hot. He's so going to be mine.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.